Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. We got a great show for you tonight, as always, because we just do. Anyway, I want to hear from you, as always, so break me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, call number 646-929-2037. Also, because I want to hear from you, I ask you to, if you can't call me, you're a little too shy, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will answer your email, of course, because I'm nice like that. Also, to keep up with me, so that you can stalk me and I can stalk you, because, you know, we got a couple things that will be coming up here in the next month or so. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, to keep up with us, what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, special events, occasions, whatnot, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with us and see what we got going on. And I, of course, can keep up with you and see what you got going on. And we can just, like, tag your it and stalk each other or something like that. And speaking of females, actually have one from, let me make sure I say this right, Miss Thick, Sexy, and Classy. Has a question. Said, hello. Just wondering, do men in San Diego have a problem with BBWs? It seems the men don't like full figure women here, or am I wrong? Can I get some feedback from anyone? Thanks so much. Now, as far as men like not like a BBW, for those of you who don't know what a BBW is, it actually stands for big, beautiful woman, depending on who you're talking to. Or it could be big, bodacious woman, or, for lack of a better word, big booty woman. All of them match. Doesn't really matter. Actually, I don't think that it's a fact that men don't like full-figure women in San Diego. I think it's more of an issue that the population there isn't what you would call stable. As we know, San Diego is a military town, so I think you actually just are not running into guys, and that may be your issue, because you're not running into guys who actually like you, and maybe it's because you're just not in the places that the guys are. You know, as we know, San Diego, and we talk about guys, when you're, it's ageism, you know, because there's a little age thing, you know, the clubs downtown are for mostly the younger people, and if you're mid-range, in between 30 and 40-ish, whatnot, you're not necessarily hanging out with the teeny boppers in the club. So you're more than likely probably just hang out at bars or something like that. I mean, we know you can't necessarily, well, I could say you can go to church, but the church is where all the gay men and the players are. Don't hate me. I'm just saying the truth. But I don't think that there's hate for big, beautiful women in San Diego. I just think you just haven't run across the right person yet, which I'm sure in the next coming days, weeks, or months, you shall run into that guy, and he shall slap you on the, well, not slap you, but he shall embrace you and all your big beautifulness, and it'll be a beautiful thing. I want to say thank you, Miss Thick, Sexy, and Classy, for emailing us, and I encourage you to email us again. And anybody else want to chime in on that, you're welcome to email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, or once again, you can call in with your opinion on that, 646-929-2037, or you can always come to our Smooth Drama chat room on Blog Talk or the Smooth Drama TV chat room. They're all available. You can come, holla, and give your opinion. Because, of course, your opinion counts. And your advice probably would help also. Although, you might not want to do the advice that 50 Cent is giving out. I mean, everybody knows about T.I. and T.I. and his wife, Tiny, getting arrested with the alcohol and the syrup, the methamphetamine and whatnot. Well, 50 Cent gave them some advice. Well, he gave Tiny advice saying, hey, Tiny, take the rap. Yep. He said, Tiny, take the rap. Keep your man out. Which I asked people, you know, I would ask people, the viewers, listeners in particular, would you take the rap for your man? If they had a case and they were looking, that's if they were on parole and there was some illegal stuff and you were in the car or it was in your car or whatnot, would you take that case for them? Some people would say, yeah, I would for my man or woman, depending on who you are in the case. I don't know. It's a touchy situation there. I mean, obviously, this is a little bit more high profile, and T.I. has a whole lot to lose because he's obviously on parole, as everyone knows. He just got out, and now he's looking at getting caught up again. So it's very, very, very serious. And 50 says, Tiny, take the hit. That way your man can get out. But she's going to do some time. You know, so I ask, are y'all feeling that? Interesting dilemma there. I don't know if I'm necessarily ready to do time. That's just me. But, you know, everybody has their advice. 50 Cent gave his. Tiny, take that advice. I don't know if I'm taking it, though. Although, I do have some advice for y'all. I guess, remember the old saying, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite? Well, yes, nowadays, bed bugs is back with fucking vengeance. They, says up, the references toward bed bugs are up in hotels all across the country. Like, they put a percentage on it, but anything that they put out at a percentage, like 11%, I'm going to double or triple it, because obviously you and I both know that anything that they put out, it always on the conservative. But they say that there's been an outbreak of bed bugs all across the country. And those of you who don't really know about bed bugs, well, bed bugs are non-flying. They're like mosquitoes where they bite you and suck your blood. Supposedly, they don't transmit diseases, but I don't believe that, because if mosquitoes can transmit bed bugs who do the exact same thing, they can transmit too. I guess they can live several months without a meal, so they can just be there chilling. They hide in the mattresses, box springs, bed frames, headboards, and I guess not to freak y'all out, although it's kind of making me itch here. They tend to live within 8 feet of where you sleep, and their bite marks are similar to that of mosquitoes in the flea. And they leave you that swollen red area that will, of course, make you itch. Ah, nasty. They said the place where you got to be on most guard, and they have a top five here in New York, is number one. They lead the nation in as the city that's most infested with bed bugs. So cancel that trip to New York. New York's number one, Philadelphia's number two, Detroit's number three, Cincinnati number four, and Chicago rounds out the top five. So if you plan on going to any one of them five cities, bring you off with you, because you're going to have some little homies hanging out with you. Ugh, that's nasty. And I'm itching now. We'll get on to something actually nicer. I was reading about this school, and at first I thought it was one thing, but it's another. There's a school that banned cupcakes at an elementary school. It's in Michigan. It's Vandenberg Elementary School, which they don't allow the cupcakes. They allow the cupcakes in the school, like if parents pack it for lunch, a cupcake, yeah, but the school, they don't allow the parties. It's not part of the lunch. All the lunches are with healthy foods. They don't sell junk food. They don't have pizza parties. They actually have dodgeball games, and students run or walk a half mile a day. And that's kind of funny, because coincidentally, I actually volunteer one day a week where I go up to the school and I do PE with kids, and I play dodgeball with the kids, and the kids love it. You know, I love it because I get to knock kids out, you know. I'm playing. But still, yeah, it's PE. Get to play dodgeball. They get their exercise in, get their heart rates up. Kids playing. As y'all know, we've had that epidemic and yeah, I said epidemic, where we've had the obesity with the children, and we've had as you know, kids don't play any longer. Now, I found that all the kids want to play if given the opportunity. It's just we have to, as adults, we have to allow kids to play. You know, now there were some concerns with the dodgeball, saying, well, the kids may get hurt or whatnot. But I'm like, well, you can get hurt not doing nothing worse than getting hurt doing something. And I've had nothing but positive response. Not trying to toot my own horn or nothing like that, but it's the most beautiful thing that I get to do. It's a once a week thing, playing with the kids, and they play and they enjoy it. And I commend this school actually for the whole nutrition and fitness program, where they're trying to give the kids their lives back. You know, there's nothing fried there. The hot dogs made with turkey, fresh fruit and vegetables are what they give. Now, obviously, we know that that's not for every school, although I think it should be. I think that it's a shame that a lot of schools don't offer the healthy alternative. I mean, we know it's cheaper for junk food, but I don't know, is it really? It's up in the air. It's up in the air. But I think it's something that should be looked at all across the country. You know, because the child obesity, and I know Michelle Obama, she has a program, and it was funny, I saw her on TV and she was out there playing flag football with the kids. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. For all the people that diss her and our president and whatnot, they're proactive. They're active. It's about being active. You know, sound body and mind. You know. Now, what's not a sound body and mind, there's I don't know if y'all had heard of the woman who had been, is the Washington woman. She reported that someone threw acid in her face. She was the victim of an acid attack. And she got a lot of attention for that. A lot of people were coming to her rescue. That's sad. She was even going to be on Oprah. All that's been canceled now. I guess Bethany Storrow, who said an unknown woman approached her outside of Starbucks on August 30th and said, "Hey, pretty little girl, want to take a drink of this?" And then she threw the acid, or an alleged acid-like liquid, in her face, resulting in second-degree burns all over her face. The doctors say that the pair of sunglasses that she had saved her vision. Now it's coming out that they can't find the suspect. Witnesses have come forward saying that there was no one out there with Ms. Storrow. And the police and everyone, the investigators involved, are saying that she basically made this up. And I'm like, that is some of the saddest shit in the world. I mean, are you starving for attention so bad that you will burn yourself in the face? I honestly think that is one of the saddest things that I have ever heard. I am burning my face so I can get some attention. You know, I mean, there's cries of help. I mean, people say that people suicide, they try to commit suicide, but they make sure people catch them so they can get that attention, because they're not getting that attention that they feel they need. And is this one of those cases? Sad. When you go through all that just to get attention. Sounds like old Bethany needs a hug. Bethany, I know you're not listening, but Dick reaches out to you. I'm reaching my hands out to you. I give you that hug you need. I can tell you, that's some crazy shit. I wouldn't be fucking around with no damn acid around my face. That's way too much for me. That shit right there is a little too crazy. And on that note, we gonna take a commercial song break here, leading off with my man Roz Koss off his album, Adidas, All Day I Dream About Spitting, his song, this shit right here.
Four Dark Riders, the Black Deep. No, nigga. to death. Man, this shit twice, nigga, you can't hear shit.
Together you got to be drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. That was Ross Koss with the Horsemen coming off this album, All Day I Dream About Spitting. This shit right here. I love that shit right there. What I don't love, though, is the Pope. But that ain't really nothing. The Pope, Benedict the 16th, came out on his trip to Britain and commented on the sex abuse that I guess they just find out about from the Catholic Church. He comes out and says, the Catholic Church had not acted decisively or quickly enough to remove priests who molested children. Wow, really? You just tell us that? We kind of knew that. We've known that for a long ass time. But thanks, Pope Benedict. Good looking out. Two thumbs up to you, homie, for letting us know. Now we know that y'all haven't been acting quickly enough. Yeah. You was acting quickly enough to move their ass from state to state when you found out they did it, but we're not going to go there. At least he acknowledges that they fucked up, I guess. But still, not good enough, you know, until all these dudes that did all these molestings are prosecuted, justice has not been found. Prosecution. Speaking of, well, not prosecution. It's me. Make me go into racial rehab here in a minute. There's an Indiana caregiver, Brenda Cheney, nursing assistant working in the Indiana nursing home. One of the patients fell on the floor. Miss Cheney went to help her. Come to find out that Miss Cheney was not allowed to help the woman up because the woman had left explicit instructions stating that only white aid workers should be able to work with her. That is hilarious to me. What's even more hilarious is Cheney took it to court, and the court ruled that her civil rights have been violated by allowing these kinds of restrictions to exist within the healthcare system. I don't. You know, I understand for the job, I guess the principle, you want to be able to do your job. But I look at it like this. Yeah, it's her constitutional right not to want me to help her. And I'm all for that. If you don't want me to help you, you fall down and you debilitate yourself, and I can't help you because I'm a black nurse. Okay. Sit down and play some internet spades or something while you wait on that white nurse to come. It is a conflict there. I mean, you know me. I'm for the constitutional issue, whatnot, and Ms. Cheney was well within her rights to, I guess, sue because she wasn't allowed to do her job, but, and then the whole civil rights being violated because a woman didn't want her to help her up. hey, I don't know if I'd sue. I don't know if I'd went to court for that. That's just me. I think that someone doesn't want you to help them because of your race. That's you. That's on you. I'll let you lay down there writhing in pain. That's what it takes. Your racism got you so deep in the head, got you so crazy in the head that you don't want help. Okay. I'll just chill out. But it does cause me to think. We kind of need a new word for that, for people like that. You know, we can say racist, but I want to take it to the next level. I mean, obviously, my opinion on racism is we just need a few more deaths. You know, all the racist people to die, and then we can move on and try to make some shit happen as far as people being able to look at what we have in common as opposed to what we don't. More deaths. Yeah, I said it. Anyway, also, I think we just need a new word for people like that. A new classification. My word is stupidism. I think that if you're somebody, especially an elderly person, and you fall, potentially break your hip or whatnot, but you don't want the black nurse to pick you up, you're not just racist. You're stupid. I think we can add a new adjective. I mean, we add bling and all that other shit to the dictionary. I think stupidism. I think you are suffering from stupidism if you help based on the melanin in someone's skin. You are a retard. And I would take you to court. I just would let you fall every time and just walk right by you. Go get some chips. But that's me. Now, we talk about racism. We know that in this country, racism goes way, way back. Obviously, the slavery and whatnot. Now, the funny part was, you know, every now and again they come out with these reports where, as we know, history revised their guys, Jesse Jackson in particular, who it comes out that they did some things that were questionable, but they're quote-unquote civil rights heroes, blah, 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 nowadays. But I know the history. I don't give them no love. Well, there's another guy, Ernest Withers, not to be confused with Bill Withers. Ernest Withers, who was photographer confidant of Martin Luther King. Ernest Withers is famous because he was the one who actually took those god-awful pictures of Emmett Till after his attack. He had access to all the civil rights leaders. He took the photos. Come to find out that his access was good because he was an informant. And for young people, informant is snitch. You know, y'all talk about to stop snitching. He was a snitch for the FBI. They did an investigation into his life. He worked with the FBI. He kept an eye on the civil rights movement. And he was close to Dr. King. He was actually with Martin Luther King when he was at the Lorraine Motel, which is where he was assassinated. Now, so you can put two to two together. The fact that he got assassinated and you have a bunch of FBI guys around, like Mr. Withers, like Jesse Jackson, you know, people who benefit after the fact, after the assassination. You always look at the people who were around, the people who benefit after the fact, and these were the figures. But we're not going to just talk about Mr. I'm going to pull your nuts off, Jesse Jackson. We're going to focus on Mr. Withers here and his involvement, being that he was there too. For those people who still cling to the, oh, it was James L. Ray, he did it by himself. Well, I mean, with all the evidence coming out, can we at least consider the FBI? I mean, most folks with just a smidgen of intelligence would say, yeah, FBI, you know, FBI has done a lot of bad shit. And, you know, for me, finding out that somebody else that was around Martin Luther King was a snitch is not really that big of a shock. You know, obviously, you know, he had a lot of people around him that were no good. That's the reason why he got killed. You know, because they had inside information, they set you up, and boom. There you go. It's amazing to me that people find this stuff shocking. Like, oh my God. No. Not, which brings me back to the snitching. You know, we have that stop snitching movement now, which is kind of funny because we don't really need the stop snitching movement now. There's nobody really worth killing. I mean, so far as leadership goes, if you believe in that sort of thing, like that whole W.E.B. Du Bois, you got to have that talented 10th. You got that leadership. I've never believed in that shit, you know. But not to get off track, we're talking about snitches. This man obviously was a snitch. And he's the one, him and other guys like him, and I'm sure there were some females too, they were snitches. Stop snitching applied a generation before with that generation. Our generation now, stop snitching does not or should not apply. Because the only people who want you to stop snitching are the folks that's doing the dirt and breaking into your shit. Or, you know, well, not or. Basically, those are the people. Like, there's a case of two sisters who were sentenced to life in prison for a robbery that netted $11. Jamie and Gladys Scott, who were 20 and 19 years old, way back in 1993. They were part of a conspiracy to rob couple guys. What they did, they lured these dudes down the road in Mississippi in 93. Then three other teenagers, assume teenage boys, jumped the two guys, hit them in the head with a shotgun, stole their wallets. And those three teens made plea deals and only served a few months in prison. The Scott sisters, though, they were convicted of robbery with a deadly weapon and have been in prison ever since. Now, the NAACP is calling for the governor of Mississippi to pardon him. He has, I guess, one of Jamie Scott is ill with kidney problems, and so they're saying that she should be humane. But the point that I want to make is the fact that those young ladies, that whole stop snitching, you don't need to be snitching to the cops. Them same dudes that saying don't snitch to the cops, snitch, did the plea deal and snitched their ass out. So the girls that lured them, not the ones that hit them in the head for that $11, they did almost 20 years over $11, and because they stood up and didn't snitch. It's funny how that shit goes. Everybody hollers, don't snitch. Don't snitch, don't snitch, no stitch. But all the people who are hollering don't snitch are the ones breaking into your shit. They're the ones out there shooting and robbing and stealing. They not Martin Luther King. They not Malcolm X. They not the Black Panthers. You know, they're not people who are doing good in the community, our community leaders, starting Head Start programs, helping the community and the government out to get them, to derail them. None of that shit. Nah. These are just straight up fucking crooks robbing your shit. And everybody, don't snitch. I'm like, why? I mean, I don't like the cops like anybody else. But honestly, I don't see why we wouldn't snitch on these fools that make the hood unlivable. You know me, I've been calling them terrorists every day of the week, because they terrorists to me. They don't bring nothing good. They not helping old ladies cross the street. You know, they not walking the kids across the crosswalk, helping the kids, volunteering in schools, or none of that shit. No, they are shooting at each other and missing and hitting the innocent folks. Why are we not snitching on them? That whole stop snitching, that is, we're a generation too late. The stop snitching should have been during the 50s and the 60s. Not now. Who we not snitching on? Because we not saving the bastions of the community, the community leaders, because if these the community leaders, I don't want to live in that community. I'm just saying. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody holler at me. Let me know that I'm tripping. And, you know, as I said a few times before, we talk about snitching. We have these other folks, just because people have computers, doesn't necessarily mean they're smart or intelligent. You got folks like 27-year-old man who planned on marrying a 14-year-old, bragging about it on Facebook, snitching on himself. And I'm for that snitching. If you dumb enough to do something illegal and you want to brag about it to the whole world for your dumb ass to get caught and get locked up, more power to you. And I'm gonna say his name, Robert Nixon Jr. of Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Stupid. Uploading their pictures on Facebook, showing them together, putting notes like we're in love and engaged. That's why I say, just because you got a computer, don't make you smart. I just make you a dumbass with a computer. No. That's what this young man was. I'm tired of talking about dumb people. On that note, we're going to go to another song of mine here. Jedi Mind Tricks. Hey, we need some Jedi Mind Tricks out here. Blood in, blood out.
One does what God does enough times. It becomes God. You put it together, you get what you wanted, desired enough times. He believes he'll become one who is wanted, desired, and accepted. Because God has the heart. And if one does what God does enough times, one will become as God is.
To the part of the show. That was, by the way, that was Jedi Mind Tricks. Blood in, blood out. You know me. I love hip hop that nobody else don't love. I'm just hardcore. I can't help it. Hardcore till I die. Anyway, now's the time where we talk about haters. You know how much I hate haters, even though I am a hater supreme, but I hate on shit that's stupid. So I gotta talk on haters who do stupid shit. I don't understand it. But it happens anyway. Well, it's not necessarily haters per se. It's actually something that's kind of funny. You know, the Congressional Black Congress, everybody seems to talk about and act like they're important and whatnot. But there's a member of the Congressional Black Congress, Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas, who steered thousands of scholarship dollars to relatives and children of her top aide. You know, I guess she broke the law, well, the rules of the Congressional Black, Congressional Black Congress, I can't even say it, so bad, anyway, which restricts relatives of lawmakers from dipping into the pool of college scholarship money provided by the nonprofit Congressional Black Congress Foundation. I guess this foundation provides $10,000 a year for each member of the CBC to hand out in scholarships. No taxpayer money is involved, only private and corporate donations. Hint, hint, bribes. That's what private and corporate donations are, right? Bribes. Sign our bills. We will hook your foundation up. I'm like, what's the big deal? She hooked her family up with the bribes that she got, and she hooked her aide, her trusted aide up, her homie, and the kids up with scholarships. She didn't buy no cars or rims. They went to school. I'm down with that. I don't even see what the issue is. So the people who are against them, I'm like, shit, I'm thinking, did she do something wrong? You know, supposedly they're not supposed to do it, but, I mean, these foundations, I know people will say, nah, Dick, you tripping, but I'm saying that these foundations, we know these foundations are set up so that they can get money, bribes, to sign these damn bills. Steer some shit toward us. We'll give you some money. So, she hooked her homies up. She hooked the family up, and they went to college. Not rims. Nobody said nothing about gold teeth, rims. They got scholarships to go to school. Hopefully, they went to school. I don't know. But that kind of hooking up the homies, I don't see the problem with. The problem I see is what this bastard James Howard Johnson, who unfortunately molested and pimped out his stepdaughter from the time she was 7 years old till she was 17. This, wow, I'm going to say this motherfucker started back in 2000. He began, when she got of age about 17, he began holding sex parties in his Atlanta home where he would pimp the girl out for men for money. He said he, court record said he forced her to drink liquor and take ecstasy so that she'd be better with the guys at the party. He even had her on the internet soliciting and recruiting males to come and join the party. Child's mother, who is his ex-wife, and his current girlfriend testified in court that he prostituted them as well. Good part of it is, if you can say that's a good part, after all that sex torture, she ran away to an aunt who lived in Missouri and told them, and they notified the authorities, and this punk motherfucker has got 17 felony counts, and the judge handed him 49, well, not 49, they handed him 3 consecutive life terms plus 87 years. I'm like, why don't you just stick the needle in his arm? Why even waste money on him? You know, taxpayer money to feed this dude? Anybody who's pimping out the stepdaughter, she was 7, I mean, no. No. I don't see it. He don't deserve it. You know. Don't deserve any free meals. He should just be in there, and if he can catch a rat and eat it, that should be what he gets. Same goes to, and I gotta keep saying it, because nobody's talking about it. The UN, shame on you for the 200 women and babies that was gang raped in the Congo. Nobody's still talking about this shit like it's nothing. And it's right there. I mean, supposedly the UN has the most peacekeepers than anywhere else in the world, right there. And all those people were gang raped right under their noses, right by their base. That is fucking terrible. That's some shit that should not happen. Now, for those people, once again, that's where I believe in the death penalty. You should just, if you want to drop some bombs there on all them fuckers that did that shit. They all deserve to go. Raping women and children. You know, it's just sad. It's really, really terrible. But, once again, women and children in the whole rape thing, I guess, out of sight, out of mind. You know, but maybe something like what's happening here in America, where they had to hold a homeless protest after it was announced a police officer will not face charges for running over a homeless woman. Washington Park in Ohio. I know we say these people ain't human, and I guess unless you're a relative of that person, you know, we step around homeless people, because I know we already, people over in Rwanda, that shit don't count, because obviously they not human, because people don't look at them as human. And then we say here in America, because you're homeless, you're not human? The officer shouldn't be charged for running her over and keeping going? They're homeless, but they're still human. I don't know. I wonder sometimes, do we really care about people? That's some serious shit. Shit that makes me ill, sick in the damn stomach. I don't know about y'all, but it really makes me sick in the stomach. But on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. About to get off here now and play around with my smooth balls. So on that note, next show coming up, we got my man Bobby Law, comedian. We're going to be real funny. Next show, so y'all be looking out for that. I'm Dick Hugger. Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer.
Together you got
smooth.
Drummer.